Hey, it's Ed Weigel. What the hell is all this noise, you ask? It's the Mosh Gelton Show, and you'll just have to deal with it.
Turn the sound up. You're now live with the Mosh Gelton Show. Yeah. Tampa Bay's number one podcast show.
Hey, you're listening to the Methamphetamine Hour, also known as the Mosh Gelton Show. This is your boy, Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone. This is the show I listen to when I think about hitting people.
What's up? This is Will Coons from the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone, and you are currently listening to the Mosh Gelton Radio Show.
Yeah.
If y'all didn't notice, that was super loud because my headphones weren't all the way in, so I couldn't tell how loud it was. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. It is going to be a hell of a wild-ass show tonight. We're getting down. It is Wednesday night. I believe the date would be April 10th, 2024, post-eclipse. Everybody's still alive, and I'm happy for that. I am your host for this evening. My name is Mosh Gelton. My co-host tonight is...
Beatbox Bob!
With me and Beatbox Bob, we also have the young one. He's standing over there paying attention, I promise.
Ian Buck.
And with Princess.
It's Princess Jess.
What up, Scress? And a very, very special guest today. I want to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, the Tampa Bay radio legend.
Ryan Hoppy.
Give it up for Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, man, I got the air horn.
Ryan Hoppy gets the air horn, and we're going to talk a lot with Ryan Hoppy about a lot of stuff.
What is there to talk about?
Oh, we got a lot. We're going to get in there. I do got to shout out the sponsors first, though, Hoppy, and then we're going to jump right into the jam, bro. Dude, we're going to talk about – this show may go on for 24 hours. It may go on for 24 hours. But first off, before we get down, let's shout out to our sponsors. You guys are listening to the Mosh Gelton Show live right now from Scott's Anytime Bail Bond Studios. If you get locked up, don't rot. Call Scott. You can catch the Mosh Gelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight with your co-host Beatbox Bob. We be getting down all day. And every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. at themoshgeltonshow.com, the Internet Radio Network, Spotify, Radio St. Pete Online.com, Apple TV, your mom's house, your sister's house, everybody, we're all over there. And I think that's it for the intro. How do you like that beat? You like that beat, Bob?
Love it, man. That's the beat. That's the beat every time. It's always positive vibes when I hear this beat.
You freestyle, Hoppy?
Yo, 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 it's the Mosh Gelton Show.
Go ahead, let me hear it.
Yeah, yo, 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 here. My name's Ryan Hoppy. I used to be sloppy. You can copy. I don't know. Does that work?
Oh, he said Ryan Hoppy. He used to be sloppy, and we can copy. I get high off some poppy, beat the hell out of a Nazi. Everybody wants to come and try to get at me kamikaze, but I'll tell you right now, I'm like an Anunnaki. I'm the type of dude that'll do a Mushuwaki. When I sit here, you know I like to spit beer, and then I'll go have sex with Christine and Britt Spears. I got Ian Buck sitting on my right. Yeah, I heard that he was hitting on my wife. And there is Jess. We call her Stress. She's the best. C-H-E-S-T. That spells Ryan right there, and he's trying, not dying, no lying. Everybody else is crying. Jess, you're supposed to have your phone out if something dope happens. How you gonna record anything when it's sitting there like a napkin? And we got Bob the beat. Everybody knows he's a freak. If you have his chick or your chick in the sheets, and it's with Bob with that mustache, is that tattooed? I must ask. You probably couldn't even afford a bus pass. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. How you feeling about that, Hoppy?
I was pretty dirty.
Pretty dirty. Bob, we got Ryan Hoppy in studio.
We got Ryan Hoppy in studio, bro.
What, like, so, Ryan, how does it, first of all, let me ask you just the initial questions of the Mosh Gelton Show. How does the studio feel? How does it feel to be here, and how are you feeling?
I'm pretty happy to be here, bro. I'm very impressed by the setup. Been on a lot of podcasts. This is very well done.
Well, thank you very much, man. We tried really hard to convert this nice studio into something super nice. And we're glad to have you here. How is it feeling? You got Ryan Hoppy in the building, Bob.
Bro, the actual air in here is made out of electricity right now.
Shocking.
I am on the edge of my seat just in anticipation of this evening.
If anybody wants to engage, go to themoshgeltonshow.com and jump in the chat. Also, you guys can call at any time, 727-277-6530. That number again, 727-277-6530. Ian Buck.
Yes, sir.
Do you realize he's a newbie to radio?
Oh, man.
You realize
where to begin.
You're sitting next to greatness over there.
I'm not knowledgeable of your reputation, but I can feel the greatness emanating from your aura, big dog.
Let's get a little background on your radio history.
So I always wanted to go into radio. I grew up in Chicago where there was really good radio back in the day. I didn't have TV during 9/11 because my mom was caught taking cable from the next door neighbor. She wasn't really paying attention to me in the 90s. Like, I was running around the house.
Wow.
So we got the TV cut in the year 2000. So I got all my info about 9/11 and the news from the radio. So then I grew up listening to radio shows in Chicago. So then when I graduated high school in 2012, did radio at a community college. And then I went to a few radio conventions and met a lot of people. Then I interned at a EDM radio show. Then I worked at The Bone for 7 years. And then I also had an overnight show in Chicago before then. And then I did sports radio for about 9 months. Worked at Beasley for about 7 months. Worked with MJ for a few weeks. That was cool. And now I have a low-key radio job that I kind of keep off the grid because it's kind of conservative and clean. And I'm not like a shock jock or dirty, but I just kind of keep it quiet. So I do that during the day, and I do my podcast. And
your podcast, which is a great podcast. I've heard it. What's it called again?
Hoppy Hour. You can search Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio.
Hoppy Radio.
It's kind of like a morning zoo. Like, I talk shit about celebrities and that.
Yeah, we're not supposed to curse, but since you're in here, you have free reign to curse.
I don't want
to
get you in trouble, though.
No cursing. But, you know, we slip one here and there. He's brand new.
Write it down.
So Hoppy, how long have you been doing your own show, Hoppy Hour?
Since May 2015.
Has it been taking off?
Yeah, it's doing well. It's got a cult following. I kind of compare it to like a show on Adult Swim at 12:30 at night. The audience isn't like as big as like an FM show, but there's listeners.
Have you heard it, Beatbox?
I haven't had the chance to yet.
It's a lot different than like what I'm portraying right now. I'm kind of a cartoon character on air. I talk a lot of smack.
You talk fast.
I know, because
Speedy Gonzalez.
Well, that's how things were in Chicago. Like, it's like such a cultural difference being in Florida, because in Chicago, it's like, man, you got to like plow the snow, you got to shovel, you got to get in the car, you got to get your warm coffee, and all the radio shows would talk like that. And that was always kind of the weird part about being in Florida the last 9 years, is everybody's a little more chill here. And I've gotten chill since then, but there's still that side of me that will always be part Chicago. Like, I don't like visiting. I don't like the city anymore, but it's always going to be like within me. You know what I'm saying?
I've been to Chicago. I actually had a girlfriend named The Snow, and I used to plow the snow. I've been to Chicago, actually. The part of Chicago I was at, though, was very, very rich. I mean, I don't know the name, but
Arrington?
I mean, it was a three-story house, and half of the bottom story was half underneath the ground and half above it.
Yeah,
and
there basements in Chicago, man, in the suburbs. You can have the best underage drinking parties as a teenager. So much fun.
And, bro, you go into Chicago. I'm downtown. All of a sudden, you look to your right. It looks like a cellar. It walks down 20 steps. You look like you're going in the sewer. You open the door. It's a pizza shop with a line out the door.
The funny part is, I lived there 21 years, and I maybe went downtown 18 times. Like, not that much, because I was always in the suburbs. Like, you don't realize how big Chicago is until you, like, fly there from Tampa and realize how small this area is. Yeah. Chicago's massive.
Is it true? You've been there 21 years you were there. Is it true that you get shot a minimum of once per year in Chicago?
I would say maybe now. Back in the day, it wasn't as bad. I don't know what's going on with the city. I went downtown for my birthday in August. And usually the rule would be if you're in the bad neighborhoods, like I drove by Chief Keefe's house when I was 17 or 18. I thought it'd be funny to go into a bad neighborhood, and I got a flat tire, and it was really scary because all the roads are awful. But what I'm saying is, like, me and my friends used to think it was funny to like drive around the bad neighborhoods, and that's where you would see things. The problem with Chicago now is it pours into the good neighborhoods. So I was downtown on Michigan Avenue, and all these homeless people, when they ask for money, it's not like Florida where they go, hey, do you have some money? And you go, no, and they walk away. they don't stop asking, and it almost feels like you're going to get jumped. So I was downtown.
Give up the money, bro. You better give it up.
I have a debit card, bro. And the thing is, like, I was on a date with this girl. She, older women love me. So I was on a date. She was like 47 or 48. It was funny. She told me halfway through, I have a job where I take care of others. And I'm like, what do you work at, a nursing home? She's like, I'm a cop. It was the weirdest thing. Here's the funny part. I never gave her my number. I just talked to her through Bumble. I get a text message on my birthday 2 weeks later. Happy birthday, babe. I hope you have a good day. And I'm like, which girl from Tinder is this? And she's like, oh, it's Ace Jack. That was her name on Bumble. I'm like, how do cops get numbers? It was the freakiest thing because I never gave her my
number. So we're on Bumble now. Hold on. Now I'm somewhere with
you. Doing that mile a minute thing.
So did you – don't worry. I'll cut you, but you were saying some stuff I wanted to hear. Did you meet up with this Bumble cop?
Yeah, that was where I felt like I was going to get jumped, and I left downtown after midnight.
So you didn't seal the deal?
So, like, she was with her two friends who one of them got ditched, and the date didn't show up.
Boom. Now you got an extra one.
The problem was they were kind of, like, grumpy and, like, jealous, and me and her were vibing. She was, like, this thick Latina with, like, blonde hair. She looked like a cop. I don't know how to describe it. Like,
tell me more.
Oh, man. But the thing is, like, she was like, I got to go with my friends, blah, 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 da, da, da. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of glad I didn't hook up with her. Like, I kind of wanted to, but then the funniest part about that night, I took a Delta 8 edible. That was a piece of candy. And I went to bed at 3 a.m. And I had to be at a pizza shop at noon.
Bro, hold on. Slow down. So you started off, you were working your way through radio. Then I think he was dating a chick.
I've had two girlfriends.
I mean, the escalation in your stories, there's been multiple high escalations.
Right. Like we were talking about history of radio, then Chicago and his your relationship with Chicago. And then we went into, the dating a cop. And then
dating a cop, which is something I always wanted to do. Go ahead, Bob.
Being terrified of getting robbed in Chicago. Yeah. Yeah, man.
I wanted to ask you a question, though, because, we got a break. We got plenty of time, but I did want to ask this before. And me and Hoppy are going to have that conversation. By the way, you guys are going to want to stay tuned because me and Hoppy are going to get in depth about Tampa Bay radio. We're going to talk about it.
Known as the Mosh Shelton Show. This your boy Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone. This is the show I listen to when I think about hitting people.
Welcome back to the Mosh Shelton Show. Creative Loafings 2023 best podcast and best radio show of all of Tampa Bay. For radio show, number two was Drew Garabo Live. Great show. I love that show. And coming in as a finalist, number three, not bad, but, three, not bad for Mike Cal. They did well with the number three. I'm your host, Mosh Shelton. With me tonight is Beatbox Bob. We've got the legend Ryan Hoppy. We've also got Ian Buck and Skress in studio. Before we get into this talk, because me and Ryan are going to get a little spicy here in a minute. Bob, I don't know if we touched. Did we touch this? The bridge live with the boat.
The bridge with the boat.
Boat and the bridge collapse.
Oh no, we haven't.
Seattle or Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet.
Just I was curious because people were talking to me today and they had me thinking. What do you think if you had to give me a percentage? What percent chance was it that was an attack or on purpose?
Zero.
Yeah.
What makes you say zero?
Because I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I think life's very boring. I don't think there's that much to anything.
You don't believe in any conspiracy theories.
I mean, maybe Bush knew about 9/11, but I respect guys like Alex Jones because they make money. But I'm not a conspiracy guy. One of the reasons I don't listen to Rogan.
What's one of the main conspiracies that you we get in a conspiracy here? Is that might get us into a little? I mean, I'm just saying it looks like. Do you know anything about boats or anything about that story? Or
I don't know a lot about boats, but I watched the video a lot. I think he maybe wasn't paying attention and was an idiot. I'm wondering, can you imagine being the car that went right over before it happened?
Oh my God.
I thought about that.
I thought about there was probably some cars entering that was like, oh, we just got on the bridge at the wrong time. But to me, I just thought that That's a main artery.
And it's the most Baltimore thing to happen to Baltimore, by the way, because the Wire's my favorite show of all time. I love The Wire, and that is such a bad city. For that to happen to Baltimore, it just makes sense.
Imagine we snatch Hoppy for a couple days a week, bro, and then get the videography going. We'd be rich. We'd be rich.
Immediately.
10 seconds. I was talking to a couple people about a couple of different options we have, because right now the main option, I put all my money into this hobby and I put all my time lately. I even stopped working full time to go toward this. And if I didn't have this foot on my back, we would have already made it. So, excuse me. Usually I clear my throat before we go on air, but you know, I'm a professional. So I'm
You're good.
It's live. Dude, if I'll tell you unequivocally, if I didn't have this dude putting his foot on my back, we'd have been done. I've already been on. As soon as I reached out to Drew Garabo Live, they had me on. They had me back. They had me back until Mike called in live on that show. Live 4 years ago, called into Drew's show as Drew was trying to get me to call in. And told him, why are you calling in? Why are you having this dude call in? Why do you even like this dude? And Drew's like, oh, I didn't even know you had a problem with him. And he's like, yeah, dude, dude's trash or whatever. And then Drew withdrew it. And then I wasn't allowed to do nothing. That was when I was on Johnny B's show. I was on in Johnny B's show.
I was in the building during that. I remember that.
I was on his show for 7 months straight, coming in every Wednesday. And then so because Mike did that, I went on Twitter. This is 4 years ago. And I'm like, yo, what the hell? And he starts talking about this. This is your 15 minutes of fame. I mean, the ire for no reason. I couldn't understand why this guy was doing this. So we did have a spat on Twitter. And Johnny B messages me. Or let's not say Johnny B. Pretend I didn't say Johnny B. Johnny B messages me. And he's like, yo, if you keep going on Twitter, we're going to get cut. Meaning Mike's going to cut me from your show. How does that work? And I'm like, love you, brother. But I'm going in. What's up?
I've worked in a lot of radio companies or in a lot of buildings, a lot of hallways. I will tell you the amount of power that Cowhead has at CMG is quite frightening, because every other building I've worked at, the program director usually scolds the morning hosts or whatever. It's very bizarre how much power he has. Like, he's got more power than anybody in that building, because he's the – I'm not saying the only thing that makes the money, but like 75% of the payroll of the whole building involves that show. So there's a lot of power there. It's quite frightening.
Yeah, single-handedly. And so, and then that happened. And then so I talked to Johnny a little bit afterwards after we got cut, because I kept going at it.
I remember that.
I said, what should I do? And he said, bro, you got to make up. You got to kiss the ring. You got to do whatever. So for 3 years, I'm going to Pitbull Toddler events, bro. I'm going to Bone events. Pitbull Toddler, we can talk about them. I actually like them. I'm going to all these Bone events. I'm showing up everywhere, supporting everything. Finally, I run into Mike by himself, right? What was this? 2 Decembers ago. I run into Mike by himself, and I'm like, there he is. Boom. My boy was actually looking out. I talked to Mike. We're all cool again. We get the picture I need with us smiling together. So I send it to the people, you know, that are at the Bone.
Look at me looking all handsome.
We're all good. You know, me and Mike are sexy. We're ready. We're back. So then Johnny B's like, yo, call in and do the rap roast. And then I did it. He's like, now do it every week. So now I'm back on Johnny B's every week, kicking ass, do my own show. Things are looking up. Boom. Here we go. We're back. What happened? I won Creative Loafing, best of the Bay. Next day, I get a phone call. Turn on the radio. You got Cowhead saying this dude's fraudulent. They wouldn't even say my name. We bought one of their cast members a ticket. My team bought them a ticket. Schmitty specifically, because they didn't have a ticket. But they couldn't even say the show's name that won, because they kept saying it had to be fraudulent. Had to be fraudulent. Hoppy, I didn't say nothing, didn't do nothing to there. Let it ride. In conclusion, fast forward to a couple Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
I message Will Koontz. I'm like, yo, Will, man, I want to talk to you about some radio stuff. He's like, I'm live on the air. Call in. I'm like, man, I don't really want to call in right now.
Is this on 102.5?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I don't really want to call in. I just wanted to talk. And he's like, oh, come on, man, call in. So your boy says that. He's live. He tells you, Hoppy, call in. You're calling in, right? You're gonna help your boy out. So I call in, and Will's asking me some weird questions. And
sounds like Will.
From what I knew, Will was cool dudes. But I'm talking about, he's like, well, why aren't you picked up? And I was like, well, I don't know why I haven't got a sit down. I mean, you guys know how hard I work, how much I do. I don't even understand that. And then he's like, hold on, we got a caller. Mike Kalt is on
the line. Bait and switch.
And it's weird because I thought it was a bait and switch, but then I'm like, Will had no idea I was going to message him. He would have had to immediately message Mike and set it up. I don't think he did. But to finish, Mike's on the phone. The first thought in my mind was, is this guy going to crush my career again for no reason? Is he really going to do this? And he gets on there, and then I'll tell you what he said, and that's the end of it. He gets on there, and he's like, bro, you're delusional. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, bro, you say you could double listeners. I'm like, how do you know I can't? You don't know my listeners. He's like, I don't know you. I'm like, why are you calling in? He's like, I got mad at you 20 minutes ago when you got delusional. I'm like, what about when you kicked me off 4 years ago? He's like, I've never done that. Didn't you say something to Bubba? I'm like, nah, I didn't say nothing to Bubba. And then he's still saying stuff, and I'm like, bro, you're just – and then I just went at his ass live, bro, and it was bad. And then he hung up, and again, the dude, and now I'm blackballed again from the bone.
Well, here's the thing. Is he grew up in New York City and grew up listening to Don Imus and Howard Stern. So he's like a mix of those two guys mixed with like the Ron and Ron show in the 90s and – Soprano, the Tony Soprano character. Those are the four people and the Godfather.
You've thought about this.
Those are the five people that Cowhead is. Now, he's a very talented guy. I learned so much from
him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The dude's brilliant. I even have a list of things I like about him because I wanted to make sure.
You have a list of things I didn't go like off about the rails. Well, let's talk about the list. Here, all while right. You're looking up your list.
I got my list.
Let me give a quick one, and then I want to hear your list so you can go up. I think he's a hard worker. I think he's good at promotion. I think he does a lot with promotion. He knows how to put a cast together. He's good at leading a show, and he's got a good radio voice.
So I got –
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you said good radio voice.
Why? Is that one that you have?
No, would you say you're saying Calta has a good radio voice?
I think Calta has a uniquely good radio voice.
Unique's a better word. All right. Here's seven things I like about Mike. That him and Mike Olivero hired me in May 2015, the boxing matches, even though I snuck on air, allowing me to host Hoppy Hour 35 times without John Brennan's approval. The two cruises I went on, helping me grow my brand. I hung out with the guy a lot, and it was a lot of fun. And technical skills, like when you come back from the break, don't just pot down the music so fast. Do it very slowly. I learned a lot from the guy. Now
you saw me do that, right?
Yeah, you're good, bro.
Thanks, brother.
Now here's seven things that I think maybe if Cowhead went to therapy or kind of looked himself in the mirror and kind of like figured out,
how dare you,
what he needs to change. Maybe these are a few things that, coming from somebody that worked with him for 7 years, for 84 months, for almost a decade, maybe like you should listen to others for once.
Listen to others.
He told me, so here's what happened. I was going to not say it on the show, but then I was like, why would I come on your show if I'm not going to say it? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I was going to be like, oh, yeah, go on YouTube and search up Ryan Hoppy, Mike Calta, and the video's there of me describing it. But I'll give you a two-minute recap. So I was doing Hoppy Hour on the after show. From 10 to 11, I was sneaking on air.
Tell people what show.
The after show is from 10 to 11. It's basically what Howard Stern does on his Sirius radio channels where they replay the show. And they're supposed to be talking about it, but it's pretty much just them replaying the 7 a.m. hour of Galvin's News.
And mind you guys, this is on the biggest talk radio show in the biggest talk radio station in Central Florida.
Let me tell you right now, that show needs Gregory Galvin. I have mixed emotions about Galvin as a person, but let me tell you, he is the heart and soul of that show. If Galvin were to die tomorrow or for some reason leave the show, that show would not be. Galvin does all the writing, does all the production for the – Galvin's a genius.
He's great.
He does not – Gregory Galvin does not get enough credit for what he contributes to Tampa Radio. And everybody talks about Mike and Drew, deservedly so, but Galvin deserves his flowers.
Absolutely.
Pretty much what happened was I was – doing, I first snuck on with Mike Olivero show. I was doing 5 minute happy hours, blah, blah, blah. People loved or hated it, but that's good for radio because you have In Your Face with Drew Garabo 10, 12 years ago. And that was, people loved or hated it.
Oh, it was so good.
So I was sneaking on air without the approval, but Mike the whole time was like, I want to give you the exposure. I got your back, you know, da, da, da. And let me tell you, I really do like Mike deep down because he helped me out a lot. But he has this thing with millennials that are up and coming where he loves to help them out. He's really good at helping them out. But when it's time for them to leave the nest, because I saw with a person that produced his podcast with Robert Kelly, when it's time for the bird to leave the nest and learns all the skills from the genius, the man known as Mike Calta, he gets mad. Because he wants you to be a Spanish or a Carmen or a Papap your whole life. He wants you to be an underling to him being the mafia boss because he's got a guy for this. He doesn't like when his guys want to go on to do other things.
But okay, so slow down and stay there. So why do you think Mike wants to, and what you believe, why do you think Mike wants people to stay beneath him and be his underling instead of spread their wings?
I think he's insecure because I've come to the acceptance I'm always going to be attached to Mike because I worked there for 7 years. The same thing goes for Mike and Bubba. Whenever you look up anything online about Mike, it says former Bubba the Love Sponge producer. And I've spoken to Mike before. It drives him nuts. I think he's worked enough to not have to be attached to Bubba, but you're always going to be attached to Bubba. So I think he's insecure. For some reason.
I'll tell you the reason.
I'll just tell you. The guy has no reason to talk bad about anybody. He's got a pretty wife. He's got a mansion. He's got everything you could want. It is the most insane thing. You would think that he is some scrub that's in 14th place. Talking about everybody else, I'm like, bro.
Yeah, I hear
you. Literally lived the life. You got.
Well, hold on. Let me give you something. I think that possibly the insecurity can come from when you've got Ryan Hoppy, you've got Mosh Jelton, and Beatbox Bob is on your show, and you see these guys every day with signs. You're approaching 60. These guys are approaching 40, if that. Some barely 30. Some just over 20. You got a new set of guys who understand the game. They understand the game. These are not wannabe dudes that want to do something and have a dream. These are people actively in this that are very well-versed, very good, and coming in hot. We are coming in hot, bro. I mean, if you said Not the Bone, name two talk radio show hosts in Tampa Bay, it's Ryan Hoppy and Mosh Jelton. And people don't live forever. So not having the keys, I think people like me and you are a very big threat to people who are in the power of the radio because it wouldn't make sense for them to not feel threatened by something with the velocity of what we do.
And it's a very weird building because it's literally the mafia because I've watched every episode of Soprano. I've watched enough of The Godfather.
I love
it. It's this weird thing where when you're in the family, you're in the family. When you're out of it, nobody there talks to you, which is fine. It doesn't bother me because I wasn't really close to anybody there besides Mike O, who I considered a dad. But at the same time, it's this weird thing where everybody's on eggshells. Like, I won't say who I saw, but he's one of the prominent hosts, not from the morning show. But I saw somebody out and about in downtown St. Pete. I saw somebody else that works there, and they were like, oh, my goodness, it's Ryan Hoppy. So he was drunk. It was outside of Ruby's Elixir. And he goes, I'm going to go get this guy. And it was someone else that worked at the Bone. And it was so weird. We talked for about 5 minutes. The first 2.5 minutes was beautiful. And the last 2.5 minutes was them talking about how well they're doing, which is fine. But here's the fascinating part. Whenever I would talk about Cowhead, you could hear like crickets. Everyone is so afraid in his area of talking about him.
Because he's got so much power. The dude literally had my career, which was going at cannonball speed, literally blackballed, bro.
But
twice.
But Mosh.
Four times.
Words are energy. Don't say that you were blackballed, because if you're saying you were black, because I've gone through this with a lot of people turning on me, and I was talking to 250,000 people. I do well now, but I don't have the audience of the Bone. But words are very important. You weren't Don't talk yourself down, because when you're saying you were blackballed,
I hear what you're saying.
You're giving a guy that drives a Hummer power. Like, don't, like, stop.
My point is, I was blackballed but that was before. This time, I was tried to be put in. This time, I agree with you.
You got to remember, there's about 150,000 to 220, maybe 250,000 people that listen.
That was
to
some
the phone.
Joe Biden numbers. Maybe you
more.
Just said.
Maybe more. Here's the thing. You got to remember, there's billions of people on this planet. No offense to the bone, but nobody knows who they are outside of Tampa. Every radio convention I go to, when they say, oh, do you work in Tampa? Do you work with the two people they say every time is Bubba or MJ, Todd Schnitt. Everybody asks, are you friends with MJ or Bubba? That's not a slight at the bone. That's just the fact that they are local. And there's this thing. I want to give you a little bit of advice.
Please.
Because I've been there. I did a whole 15-minute video where I interviewed this guy named Drew Lane that did the Drew and Mike show up in Michigan. That's the reason John Setting's in radio. Like, Drew and Mike were the guys in Detroit. And I interviewed Drew Lane, and the video has like 3,000 views, and it's me talking about my breakup with Kelta, which pretty much, here's what happened.
By the way, John Senning, love the guy.
He's great. Pretty much, here's what happened. I'm all over the place. But let me recap my first point. My first point is there's billions of people on this planet. I think you need to think worldwide. You're getting mentioned on No Jumper Podcast with Adam 22. There's a lot of energy where I feel like you're barking up a tree that they're never going to respond because they're wimps. Because they don't like to admit they're wrong. They bark all day and talk about others. I mean, even in the video.
Which tree specifically?
Even in the video where Bubba and Kelta were arguing 9 years ago, you see Kelta potting down the board. He wasn't letting Bubba talk. They literally talk about everybody else, but they quiet you down. You got to get some zen and focus on being worldwide. Like, and you got this. Like,
I mean, there are ways. There are ways.
Hold on.
There are ways I could turn this into a podcast. I could start marketing to the big gym. I set this up. Here's the thing, and this is another thing, is that when I set up this podcast, I set it up exactly how FM goes in a slot like
this.
FM
is really good. This is the best local podcast about
live. But let me tell you, I set it up so it could emulate exactly, because I've already done six years or whatever worth of FM. I thought I knew what I was doing. I saw the hole in the market. This was set up completely to do FM radio, and that's why it flows so well. So I could change it to podcast, but again, I refuse. There's no way one man is going to stop what I've got going on. If that dude wasn't here, I've been on the Drew Garabo Live. I was a cast member on the Johnny B Show. I've done a Cat Named Mo show multiple times. I've done Will's show, and every single one of those shows weren't allowed to have me back, all because of Mike. And Mike's answer was because I was delusional. That was the only time he had an answer. For no reason, I'm not letting nobody bully me out of town. It'll never happen.
Here's what you got to remember. There's a lot of people that listen locally to the bone. It was always an uphill battle getting listeners to listen to my podcast. Because I'm not trying to sound rude, a lot of them don't know how to listen to podcasts. That's why they're listening to FM radio in 2024. I'm not saying all of them don't know how to use Bluetooth or aux, but a lot of them go, oh, I don't know how to use a podcast. And I go, well, do you have Spotify? Yeah. Well, search Happy Radio. Oh, I don't know how to podcast. It's a thing. Like, most people don't even turn off the radio when they go into their car. So you turn on the car, it's on immediately.
Sure.
So what I'm saying is, even if, let's say, all 250,000 listeners hate us, they think we're the worst, they think we suck, they think that Kelta is this hero, the greatest guy ever. He could be. He's not. But I worked for him for 7 years. Let me tell you, there is 7,950,000 other people on this planet you can be talking to, because those 250,000 people, there might be more, but I'm just saying that as a base number, are never going to listen to podcasts. They're people that mow lawns.
Yeah, there's 4 million here. There's 4 million in the metropolitan area.
I'm saying, let's say you were, and let's say you and I, quote unquote, were blackballed from the bone universe.
Sure. There's a million places. There's a whole world. I get what you're saying.
It's a universe. Because I've come to that acceptance. But there's people that quit talking to me. There's people that unfriended me. And it's fine because you got to think worldwide.
I get you. And you're on a pivot. I just want you to know. I just want you to know that it's not like somebody. And let me finish. It's not like somebody came at me or you. And then, or we came at them, they came back, we're starting a bunch of crap to try to get big or blow up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
We have been hypothetically, I don't want to use that word, we have been bullied.
I agree.
We have been bullied by people in very high power, people that have higher power than us are scared of. And we've been bullied for a long time. And nowadays, 2024, people don't like bullies, especially the bullies that are very translucent. I think that the tides are changing. They're getting older, and we have the winning argument. So there's nothing. I don't think that we can change the minds because it's right there, right in the open. Everybody could see what's happening. Everybody loves me. No offense. I mean, some people hate me, but I'm saying people like me, people like you, they know we're up. They know what this dude does, and the tides are starting to turn. So no, I don't. Sure, there's a big market. Sure, we can attack that. Sure, we will attack that. But Tampa Bay is ours. It's ours, and I'm taking Tampa Bay.
You know what's weird about the Bone, and this isn't just even Cowhead, is they love talking about everyone's personal lives. But when people talk about their personal lives,
well, allegedly.
I'm just saying, it's fascinating how that works. They don't like the taste of their own medicine. They love running their mouth, which is fine. You got to do it for ratings because you got to remember, sometimes they'll have 7 minutes of commercials in the whole hour. So you got to talk for 53 minutes with no songs. Of course they're going to talk about us. You're running out of things to talk. You're talking for 200 minutes a show.
Plus they want to get people to listen, so they got to talk about us because we're what's popping.
I agree. I 100% agree.
Hey, listen, I want to continue this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about 5 minutes past the break. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue this conversation. Don't go anywhere. It's the Mosh Jelton Show.
Hey, you're listening to the Methamphetamine Hour, also known as the Mosh Jelton Show. And this is your boy, Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone. This is the show I listen to when I think about hitting people.
Welcome back to the Mosh Jelton Show, the number one show in all of Tampa Bay, better than everybody else. We've been told this. I am your host, Mosh Jelton. With me, my co-host, Beatbox Bob. We've got special guest, Ryan Hoppy, in tonight. We've also got Ian Buck and Skress getting down. Now, Skress, how do you feel about your new name?
I don't know.
It was Princess, then it was Jess, and then Bob. I went with Skress.
I get it. It's cool.
How you feeling, Bobby, here?
I'm hunky-dory, brother.
That's Skress now.
Love it. It's a pretty good one.
You have been dubbed Skress.
All right.
She's pretty cute, right?
Is that her boyfriend?
We got something going on. We're talking a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, you guys do look like you're together right now.
My answer depends on if she's single or not.
No, she's with me.
Good job. No, she's hot, but I would have asked for a number if I was single. I have a rule that I asked this girl out the other day that works in porn, and she's dating a local DJ, and I felt so bad. I was like, I didn't know you're in a relationship. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't even like to look at my friends' girls at all.
Yeah, it's just like a rule. You don't do that.
Before we get in, let's before we talk and finish our little talk up, let's get juiced up to do it, man. We gotta get juiced.
Oh yeah, we do.
Yo, let's go. Four bars. Here we go. Alright, look.
Yeah.
The Mosh Jelton Show. Tell you right now to go home. We gonna beat your ass and put you on the bone. Cause that's where you go. You know I am the best. And everybody knows I hit you straight up in your chest. Now he is sitting here with the video. So I have to go and keep going like a Figaro chain. Everybody knows you're playing. Your chick's name is Jane. And we go insane. Membrane. Tell you right now, you have got to shower. If you don't, I'll make you listen to 17 episodes of Hoppy Hour. That's what I do. Cause you're
on to me. If you want comedy, then check out Johnny B. It doesn't matter when I pull the gat, it is gun time. 96.7 FM Sunshine. Best believe it, cause we'll beat them up. We got Scress and Beatbox with Ian Buck, but Ryan's hoppy. Don't even try to stop me, this guy is cocky. I'm about to call your girl Poppy, cause she's so sexy, she won't let me. Why'd you leave the bone?
All right. I loved how you did that. So I was doing Happy Hour from like December 2020 to June 2022. And the whole time Mike's like, we'd go out to dinner and he'd be like, whatever you need, I'm your guy. I totally have your back. You're a part of the family. I love you for it. I'm glad to have you here. So I felt very much like, oh, wow, this is like where everything's going to happen. So I was sneaking on air on the after show from 10 to 11, hijacking it. And he's like, I have your back. You need to do it. It's fine. Go.
He was constipated.
Yeah. So then May 2022, I call him because he's like, I'm either going to like resign with the bone or I'm going to go to iHeart. I don't know. It's going to be one of the two. If I go to iHeart, I want to have you board up the show. They're just trying to figure out the money because they don't know if they can afford the whole team.
All right, well, mate. All right, you're getting into a little bit of NDC.
Do you want the juicy? Do you want?
I want the juicy. Actually, what am I saying? Of course, I want the juicy.
So I was sitting in my living room, and I'm talking to him, and he goes, "I don't know if they can afford the whole team. they offered for me and Calvin, but it'd be at 98 Rock. Hoppy, this is the God honest truth." He goes, "Hoppy, I don't know if I can afford you. I don't know if I can afford to have you around if my show goes to 98 Rock. If you have to go somewhere else to make money, I totally have your back. You're a good kid. You've been a soldier for me. And if you need to go somewhere else, I totally have your back. I'm going to give you Tommy Chuck's info, who is the president of iHeartMedia for Tampa, and you can use me as a reference." So then this is like the beginning of May 2 years ago. So I kept doing Happy Hour on air, and I began hitting up Tommy Chuck at iHeart. Over and over, like, here's my show. So then Mike goes on that 3 week vacation and his agent signs the deal, and then he comes back like beginning of July, and now while he's on vacation, I'm on air doing Happy Hour, and John Brennan busts in and goes, "Get into my office afterwards." And on my
while you're on air
on my show, I play news clips, so I was playing a news clip and I had the mic off, so I think he thought I was off air, but I don't think he cared anyway. So I go into Brennan's office, and this is why I left the bone. Has nothing to do with Mike.
This Mike is inside
has said,
baseball.
Mike has said over and over it's because of him. It had nothing to do with Mike. I go into Brennan's office. He says, never going to make it in radio because I have a speech impediment, that I have a vocal tic, and that he wants me to just play the clips. And
wait, who said that to you?
John Brennan. So I go, okay, sounds good. And he seemed really surprised that I wasn't trying to debate
him. Said you have a speech
I do have a speech impediment, but like Calta mumbles too. Like nobody there has, besides like Drew.
Yeah, I don't see a speech impediment. I just see a unique voice from you. I don't see that.
Anyway.
I just want to be clear on what they said. What they said. It's a big deal.
I had a vocal tic and a speech impediment. And essentially in a corporate way that I was never going to be on air at the bone unless I just played clips. And I go, I've been here 7 years. I'm about to be 29, having kind of a crisis. I'm going to quit. But I didn't quit yet. So then I emailed Tommy Chuck, and Tommy Chuck has an opening to produce the old show Beckles and Rutger with Ian Beckles. So I interview for the job, and I get it. So August 1st or 2nd, 2022, I call Mike. And at the same time, I think Ian was texting him to say that I was going to join his show. Mike gives me the two ring to voicemail treatment. So I call him. He denies my call. Then he blocks me everywhere.
What?
And ever since then, it's been that whole thing of talking about me on air. Mm-hmm.
And what are some
God honest truth?
So he blocks you. All right, slow down. So you all that he's supposed to have your back. Then he doesn't answer. He blocks you on everything. And what? Why? What was? And I want to know why you think. And then what was he saying? First of all, tell me what he was saying on air. The things that he was
saying.
Here's
the thing, is I'm not trying to sound like a wimp.
No, I just want to know what he was saying.
But I'm telling you, I don't know what he said because I've never listened to the audio. And whenever I get a tweet or a Facebook message, I like cover the, and it's about Mike, I cover the screen. I even told you I don't really want to talk about him in messages because it hurts me so much to know that he talks bad about me because I put too much trust into him. So I really don't know what he said, but pretty much it's that I'm nothing without him. It's just very confusing because I did what he told me to do, and then he turned on me, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a cricket sound effect.
And I remember for a moment, you were persona non grata over there, and people were talking about you just like people were talking super reckless, and they even had me get in on the gag and some freestyle stuff. I would say something, but at a point, you were the butt of the jokes there, and after putting in all of that work, that had to have sucked.
It was one of those things where there were a lot of good perks that came from the job, and I also never really cared because I knew it was just kind of a joke, and I knew I wasn't going to be there forever, and some of my favorite radio shows did this thing where they had their prime at the certain place they worked, and then they left on their terms, and that was why I left. I was like, I knew this wasn't going to last forever, and I was like, you know what?
Right. I see some of you guys have questions. You guys are looking at me.
Yes, actually.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Look, this is going to sound a little bit, I don't want to jump the gun, okay? But all I want to ask, right? Because this has been kind of on my head for a minute since I've been listening to you guys talk back.
Yeah, go on.
All right, so like hypothetically, right? If you guys were to join forces, right? And like,
who, me and Hobby?
Yeah, you and Mosh. If you guys were to do that, do you think that you guys would be able to have a feasible plan in order to kind of like move forward in the radio industry and the business?
I'll go first. Yeah, I think if me and Hoppy jumped on, because me and Hoppy are going to be next up anyways, especially if Hoppy stays around. So if me and Hoppy joined forces and had the belief, that's the other thing too is, and I got to go back to one thing because he was talking about, there's a lot of FM guys out there on the Bone, on all other places, and they're like, Mosh is going ham. He's going ham on Facebook. He's crazy for going at Mike. Yeah. What's he doing? Yo, it's career suicide. Listen, this dude's already done this. And here's the difference. You guys call me crazy until I win. When I win, I'm not crazy. The difference between me and you guys and why you think I'm crazy is because you guys are scared of that dude. I'm not scared of that
dude. I'm in that same spot.
So that dude is – because if he was a good person and I was scared because I had insecurities or something, it'd be different. He's a bad dude. Why would I be scared of a bad dude? So me and Hoppy jumped in. All we would have to do is do 3 shows a week, do 5 clips per show, run the YouTubes. We'd probably make 10 grand a week within 6 months. I think me and Hoppy could, within 6 months, get the funding we needed to beat them in any arena we wanted to. We could actually, me and Hoppy could potentially be the first people to change the morning drive from FM to the internet. So I think it would be a slaughterhouse.
I would be down to collaborate if, like, we didn't talk about the Bone anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Of course not.
Because there's a lot of radio guys that worked with Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony and Bubba and Don Imus where they never really did anything. Like, I currently have a day job in radio that I keep low-key. My podcast does well. I've had 24 interviews this year. Like, I'm doing my thing and I'm doing well. But I've always, like, there's this guy, John Melendez, that worked with Howard Stern in the 90s. And all he does all day on Twitter is talk about Howard. And you have Opie from Opie and Anthony. All day long, he talks about Anthony. And Anthony talks about Opie. And they're unemployed.
This will probably be the last time we talk about any of them on air. Is,
if we were to team up or do something, it just feels like a free billboard for them. Because here's the funny part. Is people know me from that job. So I can't just like erase the 7 years and not act like it didn't exist. But also, it's like, I think about the fact that I have all these listeners in Michigan because of my interview with Drew from Drew and Mike. I have all these listeners in St. Louis. I have all these listeners in Kansas. And it's not just because I can see what markets listen to my show.
Right. Me too.
I have Syracuse, New York.
I got a lot of Texans that listen to our show.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I'm thinking worldwide.
Absolutely.
We're looking at the moon outside. I was like, man, we got a whole universe, bro.
I'm about looking at the moon, too. What I think is this, is like, you know how you think about it, and if you close your eyes and go, all right, who's the big dogs out here in Tampa radio? You
Josh
got Drew.
Or Masha. Well,
but you're thinking, the people will be thinking Drew. They'll be thinking Mike. They'll be like, all right, Spanish. Those are the big dudes. Within 24 months, that is objectively going to change in the brains of people.
What's going on in 24 months?
Within 24 months, because we are climbing at a speed. We are different. They are on their way out. Unfortunately, even if we weren't in, time itself is pushing these guys out. Here's a fun fact for you. Every single person, every single host on the bone is over 50 years old.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. So the truth is, me and you, we're out there. We are out at the parties of First Friday. We are we're working. We're doing stuff. We're with the people. We really do what real people do. We're not over it. You know, we're still out there. Plus, we do this. They can't promote like us. They don't relate. They won't be able to relate to them like us. And we were ready to join them, but they would rather us beat them. So. It's over.
We know how to properly share an Instagram link. I don't know how many times I was trying to tell Mike that when you paste an Instagram link on an Instagram post, you have to do in my bio or put a link on this story. All the Gen X radio guys have no idea that when you're on Instagram, if you paste a link, you can't click on it. You've never been able to click on it. Right. Go to this website, thebonline.com.
You can't click the link on Instagram now.
It's silly.
It is kind of
little things like that. I'm like, come on now.
I mean, even if go ahead, Buck, for sure.
So I'm listening to all this, and I'm not
thinking, Buck,
and I'm not an expert in this field. But what I do know is everybody I ask around me, and I don't know everybody in Tampa Bay, but nobody I know knows a Mike Kelta, which is very interesting. So the energy in this room, it gives me the impression that we, as this show, are Ferrari, and Mike Kelta's show is just an old, broken down, dilapidated Ford Pinto in our way.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, and it's so funny. It's not funny, but objectively, with the money we spent, dude, like I kept saying, there's four shows that have had me on, wanted me on more, and the only reason I was off was because Mike had me kicked off. Imagine where we would be. We would have our own show already. He's been kicking me off for 4 years.
I think this is pretty impressive already, Josh. Mosh.
You like the studio. It's a big studio. We spent a lot of money. You can call me Mosh, Josh. You can call me whatever you want.
I say Josh. Yeah, I mean, dude, this is impressive. You got to really work on your words though, bro. You're doing it. You're saying, like, does anybody know what I'm saying with Mosh? You kind of like, you talk yourself down a little bit without doing it. Like you say, oh, Mike blackballed me. You don't want that audience because they don't know how to use Spotify, bro. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Not really. Bob, translate.
Yeah, it sounds to me like that you're really, really hyper-focused on something that may or may not be smaller.
They're never going to listen because but we can get other listeners 18 to 34. But like the average 47-year-old that listens to him in the morning, they're never going to listen to us because they're not from that generation of listening.
But when I say that, I've said that a couple times, the reason why I'm saying it is because I'm just saying, just imagine how far we would be along. I'm not saying grovel or feel for me or whatever. I'm just saying the proof is in the pudding.
Oh, no, I believe you.
We would have already gotten there. We've got all the equipment. We've got everything. So, I mean, we're gonna take it there anyways. But imagine if we just – it'd be like Mario eating a mushroom if he just jumped on. So that's
I am on mushrooms.
That's definitely something – have you ever taken mushrooms?
I'm on it right now.
You're on mushrooms right now?
Yeah.
Are you seriously on mushrooms?
Why do you think I'm wearing shades? I swear to God.
All right. Well, when we come back after our final break, we're going to talk about Ryan Hoppe being on mushrooms, and we're going to lighten up
the allegedly.
Mood. Allegedly, because it's not a real thing. I mean, we don't really do mushrooms. We're going to lighten it up. That's enough cowhead talk.
Forever.
And by the way, Cowhead, you are a loser. We'll be right back. It's a Mosh John Show. Yeah, I'll call him a loser. I'm not. Well, we won't talk about him at all after this show. Yeah, it's the mics are hot.
We're not scared.
I ain't scared of nothing.
But
by Bone Crusher, I ain't never scared.
Say what?
Huh?
He said, huh?
The song by Bone Crusher.
I ain't never scared.
You know, Rich. Oh, I don't want to say last names. All right, we got the mic hot. Let's go. You're listening to the Mosh Gelatin Show. We are on our final break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. What's up, Jordan? What's up, Rosa? What's up, everybody in the chat? Go to the chat at themoshgelatinshow.com. You guys can call in 727-277-6530. That number again, 727-277-6530. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
China.
How dare you?
Listening to the Methamphetamine Hour, also known as the Mosh Gelatin Show. And this your boy, Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone. This is the show I listen to when I think about hitting people.
Welcome back to the Mosh Gelatin Show. I am your host, Mosh Gelatin, in tonight with my co-host, Beatbox Bob, special guest, Ryan Hoppy. We've got Ian Buck, and we have Skaress on the microphone. It's been a great show so far. Bob.
Mosh.
I do that a lot when I start these, when I come back.
Yeah, you do.
Like I'll do an intro and then I'll be like, Bob.
Yeah. Well, you should always be saying the name of the people on your show because you might have a new listener at any second and they won't know the people.
That's very good.
I learned that from Calta. I learned that from a lot of people. You got to say like, hey, because you got to remember there's always new people listening.
He's not good for nothing. He taught you some
he's
stuff.
He's good for a lot.
Like, how good if you how on a scale 1 to 10 you think Hoppy can sing?
Oh, Hoppy's probably got that voice to him, huh? You could probably sing pretty well.
I am a 0 out of 10.
A 0 out of 10?
Can you play any licensing on there?
I can't. I can't play any licensing. But what I can do is...
Because I want to show you how bad my voice is.
I want to hear how bad your voice is. What I'll do is I'm going to freestyle. I'm just going to freestyle a beat on the guitar.
Can you try to do something similar to On the Hotline by...
No, I can't. I'm not that good. But, Jess, phone? So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pick a couple chords. It'll be nice and easy for you.
I'm going to sing On the Hotline by Pretty Ricky because that's my favorite song to sing whenever I'm at karaoke bars.
Well, I probably won't have the chords right, but just tell me if these chords work for you. Here we go.
It's fine. It's 5 in the morning.
Way too loud. Way too loud. Hold on. Yeah, back up a little. Let me turn it down. You should know, but you know better than that, Hoppy. Come on. All right, here we go.
It's 5 in the morning, and I'm up having phone sex with you. So horny, so horny. And now I'm on the hotline over here. Lusting for you, so horny. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about
you. Okay. I just want to say though, I had to interrupt. I want to apologize to the listeners of the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Your neighbors too.
I didn't. My neighbors.
Can you imagine your neighbors hearing that.
God, if you're alive, I'm sorry.
God's not real. I'm sorry.
God's not. But if he was, I want to apologize. And, no, I'm just joking. Very well done. Everybody, give it up though.
You know what's my favorite thing? Going to bars where people think I'm being serious and seeing the look of horror in their audience. There's no better feeling
when you're karaokeing and you're
people
not.
People don't realize that I'm. It's almost like an Eric Andre skit or something from Adult Swim. Like when I go up there, I act really serious, and it's hilarious because they look at me like you realize you're not good at singing, and I'm like, you realize I'm joking around, right?
I'd be like, and you realize I'm the best, bro. Me and Bob have done sets. Here, like for instance, I'll do something like. I smoke a mirror, smoke a mirror, smoke a mirror, smoke a mirror. I was going to come in on the 4.
That was 4 right there.
But you got to wait till I come in, man.
2, 3, 4, bet.
1, 2, 3, 4, bet. So I'm going to go smoke a mirror, smoke a mirror, smoke. Is that cool?
Sure.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I smoke a mirror, smoke a mirror, smoke a mirror, smoke a mirror. I smoke a marijuana plant and chew through the stalk and beat your grandfather with the cane that he uses to walk. Apologize and told him I've been using the pot and I'ma quit. But he told me, homie, you shouldn't stop. I kicked the door down when the room was unlocked and then I beat a janitor with 2 brooms and a mop. Sometimes I can't tell whether I'm human or not, so I switch both of our brains and put you in my spot. I'm nasty with it. I kill you and when the police asked who did it. I walk in with a ski mask just grinning. Every choice I make's a bad decision. From selling Loratap prescriptions to smoking crack to fit in. Now I'm going back to prison cause someone saw my ass committing lewd and lascivious acts on women. I'm scarier than a person under a mattress linen. Saying boo when they do when your tracks are spinning. I wake wake up from a dream and smoke a dime of this weed and kick raps. Even though no one is rhyming with me, I get so high I can't see. Sit on the side of the street, cipher and freeze, fire in trees. Any time of the week, I keep a heater and a Glock 9. A 9mm, I'm a cock mime. I don't. What are you doing, Bob?
I'm catching up with you, bro.
I'm just going double time. You're not supposed to catch up. When's the last time you did that one?
Like 7 million and a half.
Anyways, we're good, Hoppy. We do good together. We've been on stage.
It's a good vibe.
Have you watched any of my battles?
I have.
What'd you think?
You're good. It's a little, I don't know how to word it. It's very intimidating because, like, I wish I could rap. I have a little bit of jealousy of how good you are.
Oh, well, thank you, bro.
In a weird way. It's hard to explain.
Makes me. Oh, you know what? I just realized.
What?
What'd you realize?
The last time I was supposed to do the Johnny B rap roast, I never did it. I never did the roast, and I have the lyrics. I just never did the roast. So I got to find these lyrics. Bob, take this call while I find these lyrics.
This is the Mosh Shelton Show. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Mike from IRN. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How's it going, buddy?
Good, good. I just thought I'd... We could just kind of chime in a little bit. I don't know where you guys are in the segment, but if you guys want to talk, I'd like to talk.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Mosh actually just ran out of the room for 2 seconds because he was just that excited that you were calling. He had to figure out something real fast. But yeah,
put the cue cards together. Let's go. Let's get the team together.
We're trying to build it all and put it together all in one shot, Mike. What's going on? What did you have in mind?
I just called to gab a little bit. I know that actually Mr. Ryan Hoppy at one time was with IRN, and I'll talk a little bit about the bone, just kind of, you know.
Okay.
If you guys can fit me in, that's great. If you can't, no problem. I'll talk to Mosh.
No, I'm here. Mike, what's up?
Mosh, what's up, buddy?
What's up, brother? What's going down with you, man?
Oh, yeah, cool. That sounds like beginning of Hoppy Hour.
We try to emulate the best.
Cool. Ryan, are you there?
Hey, man.
Hoppy?
I said, hey, what's up? Hi.
What's going on, Hoppy? How are you?
Doing good. What's up?
Not too much. Thought I'd just kind of call in and chat with you guys a little bit, if you have the time.
Hell yeah, man. What's going on, bro?
Not much. It's great to have you on. So are you going to be on Wednesdays all the time, or is it kind of a
That's what we're trying to figure out right now. We're looking to get on Wednesdays. I'm looking for a co-host. I know Bob can do it, but I want to premiere Bob on Mondays. So we got the Tuesday and the FM. So okay. We're figuring out. If we're not on there next week, we should be there the week after. But it's looking like Wednesdays are coming up very quickly.
Okay, cool. What I'll do is set the automation system up. If it doesn't hit the live feed, it will just go into a best of. So
right
we'll
on.
Be covered.
That's what's
I
up,
love
man.
Computers. Oh my god.
This is by the way, this is Mike Peter.
This radio station.
This is Mike Peter from the Internet Radio Network, where you guys can hear us broadcast Monday from 8 to 10 live, as well as Wednesday from 8 to 10. Once we get that jamming. All right, man. We got about 10 minutes, so I'm gonna roll on you, Mike. We love you.
I love you guys too, man. You're doing a great job.
All right, thanks, Mike. Mike Peter, everybody, give it up. He's the man. Yeah, he's a really good dude. Mike Peter, you know Mike?
Yeah, he used to air my show.
He's a good dude, bro.
Great guy.
But I did find, so what I would do on Johnny B's show up until last year, because I kind of got burnt out, I did, you know, I spent like 4,000 hours or something, 2,000 hours writing, and it was like 9 hours of rhyming material in a row if you put it all together. So I was kind of burnt out from it. But the last one I did, you hear me, Hoppy?
I'm listening.
What was I talking about?
The last thing you did.
About what?
I promise I'm being bad. I'm sorry.
I caught him up. Now, so I used to rap roast the Johnny B show.
Yeah.
He would have me call him. I did it the first time again, and he's like, we got to do it every day. So the last one I ended up not doing because we went on vacation and I had to do stuff. So I have it here. It's never been heard.
No way.
My goodness.
And I don't remember what it says, so I may flub on it.
Oh, no.
All right.
But so the Johnny B Show has Kelly C. It had Kelly C, Will Koontz, and Johnny B at the time. So here's what I said. This is the rap roast that I was going to do to the Johnny B Show. It goes like this. I said, "It's stupid how I have to spit with sexy halitosis. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Pow, son, like a loud gun. You get beat like a round drum. I give Johnny the business like, make the family proud, son. It is Will is it, in the frame of the flow. Will demanded to have his name on the show, and that's the way that it goes. Johnny, I was always tasked with assaulting you relentlessly. Now, every time you talk, having a guest, no one mentions me. And me and you go back farther than anyone that you've lent the seat. Attention, please. Johnny lost Will, and he didn't even message me. When I put in more work for the Johnny B Show than any other entity this century. See, that's why you live in my head. And the rent is free. You can count on and expect to see me at all of Johnny's events by me, yet his actions show contempt for me as if I'm essentially his enemy. You see me sacrifice my entire life for this industry, always coming so close. Now it's starting to get to me. Eventually, Johnny quit being a bitch. Will left the show, but if he didn't quit, 6 months from now, you'd be laying knee deep in a ditch. I bet you've stepped on more toes than you can even admit. But believe me, I get it. You can't be someone. What is this? Oh, this is kind of dope, bro. I don't want to mess it up. But believe me, I get it. You can't be someone in this game without being a dick. Johnny lost his virginity the first time he decided to cheat on his chick. His parents' pregnancy wasn't even legit. I should leave Johnny B hanging, bleeding, worse than Jesus's wrists. This ain't Mosh Jelton talking. I don't even exist. Whose fetus is this? I'm getting boiling hot, steaming, fuming, heated, and pissed. Welcome to 2024. I pee so loud, it was a whiz heard. Like Albus Dumbledore. Kelly's father never came back from the store. I'm either Trump or I'm Gump because I don't want to run no more. Oh! Yeah. Is that dope?
Gosh, man, what?
Was it good?
Amazing.
Fire.
I didn't even realize I was getting at him so hard, bro, but
it was rude.
Cheat on his chick, man. Spilling the beans, bro.
I said that's the first time he lost his virginity was when he cheated on his chick. That's kind of rough, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
That is kind of rough. Buck, man.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling, bro? You doing good, bro?
I'm feeling great, man. This show's amazing. I'm just enjoying it.
If you had to entertain Hoppy, say someone put you on the spot live on air and said, entertain Hoppy, what would you do?
Entertain Hoppy, man. I don't know what his interest is.
Hip hop music from 20 years ago, NBA, talk radio.
Stop. What's with J. Cole?
Yeah.
I actually haven't really had time to read about that. It seems like a headache. I find rap beef to be so like 20 years ago. Well,
what's with that, Buck? Do you know anything about that?
I'm not like too informed on it, but what I do know is J. Cole responded to a diss to Kendrick Lamar in one of his more recent songs.
And what happened? Was it good? Because I haven't really had time to research it. Because whenever there's rap beefs, I feel like I have to like deep dive into it.
All right. Here's what went down, right? So Kendrick does this mass diss to all of the people that are on the track, all right? Everybody that's out there, mostly J. Cole, mostly, the lover boy Drake. And then J. Cole went and responded in a rap. Right. And in his next song, and he dropped basically half of an album worth of just Kendrick disses. And then literally 3 days after that, while he's on tour, he goes and basically apologizes. He claims that it isn't an apology, hey, because we're boys, it's not even that big of a deal, but he still kind of backed off. And now he's claiming that he regrets having half of that album about Kendrick talking smack about him.
Yeah, it says here in this article, the rapper J. Cole apologized on Sunday for releasing a diss track about Kendrick Lamar, saying that he felt terrible and that he wants to get it removed from streaming services. So the dude And literally, it was on his new album called Might Delete Later.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was called, Might Delete Later.
What kind of soft stuff is... I'm a battle rapper, bro.
Do you like J. Cole?
No.
I do, but I'm a big fan of him and Drake. I saw them in concert
a few
months ago, but they annoy me. I love their music, but they annoy me.
They're soft. Like, I when I was coming up, bro, people lived the life of hip-hop. Also, rich people didn't just jump into hip-hop. I mean,
I don't
want to
throw out any allegations, but Drake was talking to Millie Bobby Brown when she was 12 or 13.
Yeah, that's true.
And giving her dating advice.
Ooh.
You know, he even rented out a pizzeria in Toronto, Canada for a whole night just to have her there when she was 15.
That's what I'm saying. It's like...
Wasn't Elvis with a 14-year-old?
Yeah.
What about that Bieber video with Diddy? Yeah. Have you guys seen that?
Yes, bro.
Yes, I did see it.
I've seen a couple of them, but the one where Bieber's all worried looking and stuff.
That was
the saddest thing I've ever seen. I used to hate on Bieber 15 years ago, but I'm a big fan of him now. I think he's one of the best singers of our generation.
I agree.
My goodness, bro. My heart felt for him because I don't even want to think about what happened. But when he's like... Oh, we got custody now of the kid, and he'll be gone for 48 hours. And you see Bieber go.
Yeah.
Like, it was sad, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what happened. But.
I share your sentiments about Bieber, too. I was thinking, you know Biff Tannen from Back to the Future?
Which character is that?
Biff Tannen. That is a...
Bully guy.
The bully guy from the 50s.
Yeah.
You remind me a little of Biff Tannen.
I think I've been told that before.
Yeah, I love
people
Biff
say,
Tannen.
And I have him as my cell phone cover. People say I look like Tommy from Power.
He does.
And I carry myself like Tommy
he
Egan.
He does look like little Tommy.
Everybody talks about Tommy, and a lot of people hate Tommy, but Tommy's just doing his thing. Power is like my favorite TV show. I was listening to 50 Cent's audiobook on the way here.
Rosal in the chat says Elvis married her. So apparently Rosal says if you marry someone that's 14, it's 100% perfect.
What about Jerry Seinfeld? He was dating a 17-year-old when he was 39.
What's with all these people paying these little kids? Disgusting.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, he sure did that.
I don't know how you look at that and say this.
Is it about pedophilia?
This is something I can have a sexual relation with. I can't even understand that.
I can't even.
And what's funny is I read an article about it. He picked her up from school and she left the class early to go to a party for his TV show.
That's facts.
Wow.
That's actually true.
Even Lewinsky being 22 at the time of that thing happened was like,
And now she's... I'm trying not to sound sexist, but people are rewriting the past. Like she's a girl that gave the president who was married some loving. You know what I'm saying? Like everyone's trying to act like she's this advocate for women's rights. I'm like, I think women can do better than Monica Lewinsky.
That's fair.
It's super fair. Ryan, did you enjoy it?
What, getting BJ from her?
Yes. We're going to be on Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. at themoshjeltonshow.com. That's when our next show is. So if you'd just like to play us, let everybody know when we're going to be back and run us out.
Mosh Jeldon and his crew will be back on Monday. When do you air on 96.7?
We're on Tuesday from 11 to midnight, but I want you to get a full crisp one. So we're on Monday from 8 to 10 on themoshjeldonshow.com, Tuesday, 96.7 FM from 11 to midnight. You got this.
Monday, you can listen to Mosh Jeldon from 8 to 10 p.m. at themoshjeldonshow.com. And Tuesday, if you live in the St. Petersburg area and you're driving down 4th and you're doing pizza delivery and you hate your life and you're sick of hearing replays of a morning show that's past its prime, tune in to 96.7 to hear the future of radio. That being the Mosh Jeldon Show. Josh Melton.
Frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got to watch Tampa Bay to the world.